All right, I want to open the phone lines real quick. I need somebody to do a test call, man. And hopefully, yeah. She kind of thick, Derek. Yeah, I see. You know what I mean? I see the little curve back there. Yo, see, men always got we always got to look at, you know, we always got to look at something that's just nasty. You know what I mean? In the middle of something serious, but. Derek, come on, man. Why you make me look there now? I mean, she all right. She got a little, so yeah, you know what I mean? She's swollen around the colon, baby. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, yeah, she got a little junk in that trunk, baby. Can somebody do a test call? I'm about to put the number in real quick, man. Because I would like to know your thoughts real quick. Or I would just open the panel real quick. But again, oh, this is what the judge had to say. Yo, how ironic the judge said this. Hold on. Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me share my screen. Oh, shit. It's funny how the judge said this. Check this out. Where am I? Hold on. Right here. Check out what the judge said. This is crazy. Come on now. Okay, why the fuck is not playing? Let me refresh. I don't know why it's doing that. But check out what the judge said, y'all. Hold on. Here we go.
I know that I've only read a little bit of the indictment for you. You may think you know a little bit about this case, but it would be a violation for you to discuss this case amongst yourselves while you're sitting here, while you're going to the bathroom, when you get released to go to your vehicle.
Hopefully y'all can hear it because it's playing off of one speaker. Is there audio?
When you're coming in, when you're going up the elevator, it will be a violation for you to discuss this matter until such time as I authorize you to do that. Now, you're probably saying, he'll never know. Bump him. Oh, I find out because people tend to snitch on one another. And then,
you see that?
I didn't ask you all for your comments. Ms. Fagan, it's very unprofessional. But people tell on one another.
You feel me? How ironic that's what the judge said. Yeah, because people do. Yeah, niggas are snitching. Niggas is spitting in the wind, telling each other. I just spit all over the microphone. I'm glad y'all can see that. But hold on. Let me see something real quick before we continue to talk about this case. Let me see if this phone works. Area code 973 from Jersey. Please, everybody, let me know if y'all can hear this person, please. What's up? What's up, Jersey? What's going on?
What's going on, Mike?
What's going on? Oh, this sound like Mike. This Mike?
Yes, Mike.
Everybody, please let me know if y'all can hear this person on the phone. What's up, Mike? What's going on, brother?
Yo, I think when people snitching on him, I think it's not like, I don't think he really, like, would do that, like, kill somebody like that.
He
would just do stuff like that.
They saying no, they can't hear. Why is I'm gonna change my setting again to this one right here. Now they saying they can't hear. I don't understand why this shit is not working. All my shit is hooked up correctly. It's saying here. Hold on. Let me. Can y'all hear him now? Can y'all hear him now? Say something else, Mike, real quick. Real quick.
Hello. Can y'all hear me?
They saying they can't hear you. One more time. Nope, they saying no.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Well, fuck it, man. I don't know. I paid.
One person say yes.
Somebody said yes.
One person say yes.
Can y'all hear him?
One person say no. One said yes.
They saying no sound. They all saying they can't hear you. All right, Mike. Oh, my God. Spend all this money. All right, Mike. Thank you for your call, King. Peace. See that? Spend all that fucking money for this kind of result. Anyway, what I'll do too, I'll just put the link if anybody want to jump on the panel real quick, if anybody have anything to say. You say you heard him say hello, right? See, I don't know. Any fucking who. Okay. I hate when that happens. It kind of throw me off now. But anybody want to click on the link is right there. If anybody get on the panel, if y'all have anything to say about this before we switch off. But at the end of the day, he is done. He is done, man. I really feel like, okay, we got somebody. Heaven sent. What's your thoughts real quick on this? That's Mike again, right? All right, go ahead. I don't think anybody set him up far as to set him up. It could possibly happen. However, if they're saying that he paid them to kill that boy Donovan, then maybe that's what it is. So I don't know. Wait, so y'all can't hear people on the panel right now? So yeah, the people that's on the panel right now, y'all can't hear them at all? You can't hear nobody talking on this panel? I can hear. All right, they can hear. All right, so I guess the people saying it now, they was coming in late. Okay, all right, sorry about that, y'all. All right, Mike, go ahead, continue real quick. Thank you, everybody. Woo, Shauna. I hear you, Mike. Listen, Mike. Well, Mike, listen, I just want to say, man, brother, you know, I appreciate you for calling in. And you could have a great point, man. You understand? And I want to say thank you to Wifey. I said thank you for watching and salute, man. All right? Thank you, my guy. You stay up. All right, peace. Mac, what's good, family? Before we get into Ms. Lord, have mercy on the screen. What's up? Yeah, I'm about to show you in a minute. Oh, shit. Same to you, man. Yeah, man. Right. Yeah, I hear you, man. But yo, I want to say, yeah, man. Now we all get right to it, man. But Big Mac, man, you know, I definitely appreciate you getting on, man. You already know, King. Stay up. Peace. Yeah, man. So what we gonna do? Go back in time. Way back in time. To the, what you call it? Disturbing the Peace days. Now, she was always pretty, but it seemed like she just aged with wine, like as time went on, like wine. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know if she's kind of cat shit crazy. I don't know if I get that from her. I mean, just a sprinkle, maybe? But goddamn, this is the girl that Keith Murray was talking about. And I know niggas is like, yo, if Keith Murray can eat that, nigga, I know I got a chance. So let's go to, Lord, let me get off this page real quick. All right? Y'all know my blood rushing to the right muscle. So listen, let's shout out to the art of motherfucking dialogue.
Shadow on the wall. She was on the wall and I had it like this. I was like, on the wall. Ludicrous and sound like, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You know how he is, laid back. Don't do it. But she got the lips, luckiest lips. With the eyelashes before the ladies were putting eyelashes on, her eyelashes was popping like little butterflies, though. Yeah, so
you know what? Let me go to the what's the name, because I don't want no copyright. Let's go to the actual program. Hold on, let's go there. Salute to Art of Dialogue. So he has no problem with me using his videos. So salute to Art of Dialogue. Make sure y'all subscribe. Let me Art of Dialogue real quick, because they playing the music over it. And I don't want that problem right now. So all on me, I'll go to that video right now. Keith Murray. Ah, that nigga is crazy. I AC Marevel. Here we go. All right. Hold on. Let me share my screen. Yo, this shit went viral, son. Okay. Yeah, Keith was a wild boy. One thing people don't understand, Keith Murray was a wild fucking dude, son. And niggas wasn't fucking with Keith Murray because he was definitely one of those pop-off dummies. You know what I mean? Will pop off at any given time with whoever. So he's what you consider a pop-off dummy. How many minutes? Yo, they say that nigga look like Shabba, Mox and Priest and Shabba, you know what I mean? Mixed with Flavor Flav and Busta Douglas out this motherfucker. But nah, man, but Keith Murray was the shit back in the days, though. Don't get it twisted. I mean, hey, I don't look at men like that. You know what I'm saying? But you just, you know, I mean, at one point, you know what it is? When you become a star, at some point, because Keith Murray was a star at one point. He was he was the one who was coming up with all the big words and shit. You know what I mean? The most beautifulest thing. You know, niggas like, damn, he's spitting some the mystical, magical. No, I do. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he was a force to be reckoned with until the drugs started to kick in, to all the alcoholism started to kick in, and he was just really over the fucking top. Yes, he does look different a little bit. I mean, he looks a little bit better than before. So he's trying to keep his whatever he was doing, whatever drugs and whatever he was doing. Maybe he's slowing. It looks like he has slowed down a lot. You can tell because he was always over the top, boisterous, and like he was like a live wire kind of dude, but and kind of sloppy too, because when he drink, you know what I mean, he was just doing a lot. Like he did a lot, so he looks more to me, even though I haven't been following him like that, however, but he looks better than before, and he looks more cleaner, like he's sober up a little bit more. I'll give him that, you know. And I'm just saying, damn, he got shot. But he was like, in the pussy. Was she under the influence too? You know what I'm saying? But this is what this. She only had only one response. I don't know where we at. Let's go to Shauna. Yo, I'm never gonna hold you though. Listen, man. Listen, like her body is fucking crazy. Her body is crazy. She's pretty. Body is fucking crazy. Them eyes is damn. It's like a fucking, I don't know, man. But she is like, look. Like smooth, great skin. No, you don't see no cigarette burns, bullet holes, or stab wounds on her body. I don't know. She got a real seductive look to her, but I don't know. I think she's kind of a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puff. I don't know why she's not giving off the vibe, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just kind of crazy. She got that Erykah Badu kind of vibe. Once you get some of her, you going to be wearing dashikis and fucking with her. You probably wear a purse. I don't know, man. She look like she on a motherfucker. That's the type I'm scared of, but we'll definitely try. Where was she did respond. Hold on. She did respond. Yeah, right here. She said, y'all believe anything, get help. If y'all here because of Keith, you can go on back home. I know y'all leaf heads stick together, stupid. Goofy bitches, I could have agreed, you dumb motherfuckers. Yeah, man, that shit kind of crazy. Now look in what's his name? Steven Jackson. Is that him, the basketball player? Let me make sure if I got him right, real quick. No, that's not him. I thought that was the basketball player. Hold on, let me go back. But yeah, man, like, yo, listen, man. Keith Murray, if you, I put it to you like this. Just like if a dude and it's a like an ugly bitch and he don't want to hit that, he probably just make a give him head and shit like that, like bustle on, boom, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? Shit, that shit happened to me before. You know, a female, like she just, I'm not even gonna blow your name up. An older chick from her, real nice, real. I'm not gonna blow you up. This is old though, and you know, I just ate her pussy. I swear to God, I had her on my bed. I always want a grown lady. Everybody wanted that, and I had her in my crib. Know what I mean? Like, I was eating it and shit, and as I'm eating it, I got the condom. Son, I'm sneaking. I'm trying to sneak the condom on and all that shit while I'm eating it. I ain't get a chance to hit that ever to this day. But somewhere, you know, sometimes, you know, I don't know how he got that shit. Okay, but so salute to you, Keith Murray. But yeah, that was some shit. Okay. I gotta get off her page, man. I'm getting the fuck off right now. Let me look at one more. All right. Let me get the hell up out of here right now. But she's dope though. Let me hear this. I didn't hear this though. Let me see something.
Okay.
She is nice though.
Yo. Look, okay, I heard a couple bitches, they be rapping like niggas now. I'm originator, or they rapping like nigga style. The way that they be capping, I'm reacting like nigga wow, cause I'm decapitating all the rappers that's in it now. Excuse me, Shotty can't fuck with Shiny, she bluesy. Rapping about a pussy, and that was drippy jacuzzi. Your sushi, I'ma give them the business like Boosie. Whipping through the city, you're fucking pretty, you're Boosie. Think I hit a bitty and tell them to me that juicy. Spit a 16, and Dr. Dre can produce me. Fuck an iPhone, I wrote shit on my loosely. I'm the elephant, in case you're trying to confuse. Excuse me, a wop, bop, a new wop, on a big spindle. Carry that whole rule of no 6 inch, big tip. Come with that big booty, I'm big rich. Heavy mouth off on my fries next to my fish with 606 in this motherfucker, don't test her. Leaning out the window and blowing smoke out my Tesla. Laughing at the queen, you know you bitches is jester. 25 years and still giving them pressure.
Yeah, see, I mean, she's still dope. She's dope, though. I'm not even going to hold you. She's dope. But she fine as frog's eggs, nigga. Let me get the fuck up out of here now. Yeah, Keith Murray, man. Listen, bro. That was probably the fine pussy you... Nah, let me... Look, I ain't gonna hate, nigga, but salute to you. Okay? And what else I had on here? Oh, shit, yo. Fucking, I don't even know, homie. Hold on. This thing about to get out, too. He's already out on bond. Dude is out on bond.
Major breaking update coming into our newsroom. Patrick Clark, the man accused of killing rapper Takeoff in Houston, posted his $1 million bond. His defense team tried to have it lowered, saying that he would not be able to come up with the cash to get out, but apparently he was able to do just that tonight. Clark maintains his innocence. He is due to appear in court again in March. Major breaking up.
So I think he paid like $100,000. 10% of a million, right? That's, listen, y'all, my math is good, but it ain't all that good, but I think it's $100,000. But this is what I wanted to say, man. Gangsta fucking Boo, man. Gangsta Boo, son.
Where there was a lamp on it. Moved the lamp. And beside the lamp, found a baggie with a white powder substance. Don't know what it was. Don't know who it is. Tell me what it is.
I don't know what that is and what y'all are talking about. For real. I honestly don't know at all. And if it's like this at this point, man, I'm just like, I'm over it. I don't have nothing on me. They searched everything. If it's something in old clothes or whatever, but do you want to vouch for that? Like, I really don't even know. We on mic right now. I'm done with this. I'm just done. Like, Dr.
So how did it get there? I don't know.
I don't even know what's in there. I wanted my jewelry. I don't even know. They searched everything.
It was next to that.
My box of jewelry. The thing is, they searched me, everything. So I don't know. If I can see it, could be something old.
Wow.
For me and Emmy.
Right.
Not none of this. Okay. And it's making me uncomfortable.
Would you like to help me?
Are you ready to go?
I said, if that's an issue,
if that is, if substance has been an issue for you in the past, okay? I'm not saying it has been. I'm not saying it hasn't been. But if it has been, and once you leave here, you feel like that's something you would like to further address, I have some recommendations for you. Okay, I'm going to pass that to you.
Now, she maybe she wasn't ready. And that's why I say, man, listen, man, this shit is so, it's so scary out here, fam. It's so scary out here. I just want to say rest in peace to Gangsta Boo. That's number one. And all right, I got so many thoughts in my head. But I'll just say, like, she was, yo, she was a pretty girl, man. You know what I'm saying? At first, when I first seen her back in the day, she wasn't all that, you know what I mean? But she's a pretty girl. When you look at her, she's a real pretty girl, you know? But everybody be having their own demons. I say this, man, whatever you do, whatever your vices are, the person that you get it from, stick to the people that you are comfortable with, that you trust, that you've been getting whatever you get from them. Just because you do coke or whatever the fuck that you do, that you should just get it from any and everybody. Any and everybody don't got love for you. Any and everybody just doing this shit just to get a buck. Like in my projects, the same thing happened to my boy. I didn't even know. I thought it was something else, but somebody got laced, and he died, man. It's scary out here, yo. It's very scary out here. It's very fucking scary out here. It's really scary, man. Only thing I can say is nobody can stop you from doing what you do. Just be careful what you're doing and make sure you trust the person you're getting it from. They got it in weed, too. They, you know what I mean? I don't understand how these motherfuckers is using fentanyl. Like why? Like, why would they put fentanyl in any kind of drug? For what? As if shit wasn't good before y'all started putting fentanyl in here. This shit is crazy, fam. It's really scary out here. It's really scary, man. Only thing I can say is rest in peace. Rest well, sweetheart. That's why you can't trust no one. And then you have to understand something, too. These drug dealers, your lives is in their hands. Whether you believe it or not, your life is in their hand. They could be mad at you and just drop a little flake in that motherfucker, and it's over for you. Always remember that. Your life is in their hands, whether you believe it or not. So just be careful. Don't do it at all. But be careful. Get it from the people that you're comfortable with, that you've been getting it from, that you can trust. Just don't get it for any old body just because it's there, because you just never know, man. That's the only advice I can give, because it's crazy out here, man. And again, man, rest in peace to her, man. Rest in peace. She was just on on Drink Champs, man. You know what I'm saying? Salute. She got her flowers and all that. You know, salute to her. Yeah, and that shining right there again, man. Come on, Keith Murray. What kind of Hey, listen, man. Shana, you better stop, man. You better stop. You better stop with this shit, goddamn. Cause shit. This dude, Mike Song, going at it with M Radio, with Mike, what's her name again? Milligram, Milo Gro. Well, I'll just say Mob Radio, you understand what I'm saying? Shit crazy. These are my little sidebars before I get off here. This nigga right here. This shit right here is crazy. They friends are sitting there rubbing their fucking fingers wiping food off their fingers and not even attending to their boy. What the fuck is up with these niggas? They're like, who is friends? Who needs enemies when you got friends like that? Look at that. That's scary, man. And they just sitting there. They not even like, niggas is too macho for no reason. Medical diagnosis suggesting that she was off the, it was something else. Chicago moms of four dies by recovering from a plastic surgery done in Dominican Republic. See, y'all playing games. That purge is coming. The millionaire witches. I gotta really look at that. That's kind of crazy. So you just gotta be careful. I'm scared of them motherfuckers, okay? And it makes me think about a lot of stuff that's going on in that industry where we already know that a lot of them practice what they practice, like witchcraft and all that stuff. Now they coming out with fucking reality shows on this shit. You see what I'm saying? See how they slowly just put things out there slowly but surely. These people use witches and stuff like that. Use these spirit. I'm going to just leave that alone right there. But you get where I'm trying to go. You get where I'm trying to go. But, shit. I'll leave that alone. Shit crazy out here.
Let me show you. This bitch-ass motherfucker been watching me. Been watch, look, this is the camera. I ain't even unhooked that one yet, you bitch-ass nigga. This nigga been watching my wife. This nigga violated my kids, dog. This nigga got Bluetooth devices. This nigga got cameras. Bruh, this nigga got cameras, Bluetooth devices all over this motherfucking house, nigga. You bitch-ass nigga. Nigga, you violated my kids, nigga. Nigga, I done bust all these motherfucking walls out. Nigga, I done found like 10 to 16 motherfucking cameras in this house, dog. You fucking freak. You fucking clown. Fucking Bluetooth light bulb. Thanks for the house, you bitch-ass nigga. Jarrell Lawrence. Y'all go check that nigga out on Instagram, Facebook. This bitch-ass nigga, thanks for the house, nigga. And I'ma beat your ass if I see you, nigga. Oh, I'ma see you in court, too, nigga. I'ma see you in court, nigga. I'm taking your bitch-ass for everything you got, nigga. You fucking silly-ass nigga. You's a fucking clown. Look at this shit. Look at this shit right here. Bluetooth cameras, nigga. This nigga got light bulb cameras, dog. Look at this shit here. You fucking clown. I'm gonna make you famous today. I wish I had a picture of your whole ass. Jarrell Hudson, look at this shit. This nigga had motherfucking shit in the bathroom, man. You's a fucking foul ass nigga. I had to rip that shit out, rip it all. This nigga had a Bluetooth mirror in this bitch. Look at this shit here, dog. Look at this shit, you motherfucking clown, nigga. This nigga had shit in the back of the TV, dog. I done found all this shit. I done tore this bitch up, nigga.
Straight creep.
Let me show you.
Yeah, that is crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. That dude need to be murdered. You don't know if this dude watching your fucking kids while they naked, while they in the bathroom, tub, in the shower, watching your wife, watching you. Like, niggas is real creeps, man. Weirdo niggas in this world, man. Real weirdo people. Check this shit out, too. Wake up, America. Your food is banned in 30 countries. That is something that we definitely need to pay attention to. All right? Let me see. What the fuck is this? Oh, yeah. Let's go to this dude. I forgot. Hold on. Let's go. Let's go here. Where's your YouTube page, man? This dude. This nigga is using her death. This nigga is using her death to build up his YouTube platform. Rest in peace.
Pula de morido. sola el cadáver de Miss Robinson.
And make me think, just what this, it was crazy, I was just thinking that. Who took that picture right there? If he wasn't up there, who took that picture? It had to be one of the people. How did they give it to him? Or how did he get access to that picture? Make you question everything. How did he get that fucking picture? Who took that fucking picture? Now, this nigga got a YouTube platform. He got over 10,000 subscribers. No hate, no nothing like that. Get it how you live. But at the end of the day, I think this is what he felt like. This is his come up off this girl's fucking death. Now, I don't know. I just feel just something ain't right. I mean, he is a reporter, a quote unquote investigative reporter, and he gotta get it how he live. You know what I'm saying? He gotta, you know, but still, no one has been arrested. No one has been arrested yet. Dejanay, aka Shrek, she's not locked up. If she was locked up on this soil, that is public knowledge. Now, extradition and everything else, that's something different. That will be remain classified information, undisclosed information to the public. But he's putting out that someone was arrested when nobody was. Now he's coming out with these pictures. Why he didn't say he had a picture before? Now he want to put that up and launch his YouTube platform with the background, a laptop, and all this stuff. Like, come on, bro. I don't know. I'm really not feeling that. I'm not feeling this at all, bro. I don't know. Let me look in the chat and see what y'all think about that. What's y'all thoughts on that? I'm really not feeling that. Yeah, he's definitely a clout chaser. It can be perceived as distasteful, but I'm not really mad at dude. Hey, I feel you. That man made over 11,000 in pesos the other night. Wow. 11,000 in pesos? Well, 11,000 in pesos is, I mean, that it's still enough, but it's not, you know, it's not the close to the amount of, what's 11,000 in pesos? Let me look that up right now. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, wow. Okay. So that means, hold on. No, God damn it. I put 11,000. Hold on. Why is my shit is doing that? Oh, so he got over $568.81. I mean, still, you know, get your money, man. But I don't know. Maybe it's just, look, I don't know. I still stand on it. You know, again, you know, get it how you live, fam. You know, get it how you live. Maybe he could win me over the next time, but I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of pesos. Yeah, I caught it, you know, for them, you know. Yeah, it's just distasteful. Yeah, it is. But no one is arrested, though, y'all. That's what I'm saying. No one is arrested. Yo, I've been on here for like an hour. Why? It feels longer than that. It feels like I've been on here for like 2 hours. Wow. Yeah, but I gotta get some rest. I got a lot of fucking shit to do tomorrow, man. A lot of blood clot running around tomorrow. Yeah, I guess that's, let me see what up I got here real quick. That's funny. Yeah, she's getting up out of here. Funeral home owner who legally sold HIV infected body parts gets 20 years in prison. Good for you. He put up a decent picture of her. Now that bitch is ugly in a motherfucker. Yeah, this is crazy. The dude from Dave and Buster had reportedly died by suicide. I really doubt that shit, because these big corporations be trying to buy people out and threaten them to buy their shit, man. Nah, man, I don't be believing this shit. I do not believe in the people commit suicide. They put it like that. This dude, ex-deputy who helped his wife serve semen-laced cupcakes to students, was sentenced to 100 years in prison. He definitely was, he did, like child pornography, having sex with children, with underage children and stuff like that. Yeah, so this guy deserved, the death penalty. Yeah. El Chapo's son. And no hate, no shade though, but you see how the Mexican, you know, the cartels and all that shit, and they just bringing any and everyone over here across the border. You don't know, you see, that's what I'm saying. It's like they don't know, they know, man. You could be bringing in all that shit on this territory. They're not thinking about the safety of the motherfucking people. They worrying about building up a motherfucking America. These, yo, when I tell you when I was in Raleigh, North Carolina, man, like, they building everything. I'm going to Denny's to go pick up some breakfast food and shit like that. They doing all the landscaping there. Not hating. None of that. Get it how you live, but I don't see no black people working. Do black people want to work? Do y'all just want to be entertainers and robbers and thieves and drug dealers? What? I don't know, but they taking over everything. I mean, I'm at the Denny's. Denny's should have might as well been named El Taco. And again, no shade. Them niggas taking over. I went to Aldi's to get some salmon. I wanted to cook some salmon. Everywhere. I'm like, I mean, I can't even turn. They everywhere, son. I'm like, damn, where is the black people? No hate, no shade. I'm just saying that we are living in real time and everything around us is changing fast. And they building. Yo, I don't know if people see it. I don't know. I listen, they are everywhere, okay? They yo, man. We could discuss that for another day. Another day, we'll definitely have that discussion. But I'm telling you, y'all, it's real. Of course, Mexico and United States always been in bed with each other. What was that bus that they had for all them guns? What kind of, it was Operation Something. It was like a video game, the name of a video game or some crazy shit. Not Contra, that's from back in the, that's Oliver North or some crazy shit like that. But it was something else. It was a bus for all those guns being transported from Mexico to the United States. What's the name of that operation? So they always been in bed. Always been in bed. But, yo, they don't even know who, yo. Fast and Furious. There you go, name of a movie. I think it was Fast and the Furious. Thank you, Jay Clinton. Yep. Y'all better stop playing, man. This shit is real. This shit is real out here. We not even, man. This shit is real out here. You stupid nigga said Operation Chicago. But on a real serious note, this shit is real. Shit is real, son. Yeah. Yep, and they gonna build all around. And then every time when people come here, they get money, they start working, and they start looking at black people like we ain't doing nothing. That's the shit I don't like. But anyway, I ain't gonna be here too long. I wanna thank Robert and damn scared to say your name again for the donation, but thank you. Yeah, that's pretty much it, man. If I don't come on tomorrow, it's because I've been very, very busy tomorrow. I got a lot of shit to handle. With that being said, y'all, I appreciate y'all. Happy New Year's, all that good stuff. If I don't see y'all tomorrow, definitely the day after that. So with that being said, let me get the hell up out of here. Oh, and for people, my phone is fucked up, so I got to get a new phone. I lost all my contacts. All my contacts. So I can't even get on my fucking phone. The fucking charger, like, burnt the piece where you plug in your phone to charge your phone. Like, my shit is done. Yeah, Angela Simmons. Yeah, I've been knew that they was dating. That is an odd couple, for real. Yo Gotti and Angela Simmons. Nah. But, you know, she got to get it how she live. But for those who may be listening, whatever, to those, my phone is off. That 347 number, that's a dub for right now. And, yeah, so if I don't call and y'all call, can't get through, that's the reason why. I'll get another phone soon, but I don't know. Anyway, just want to let certain people know my phone is done. All right, with that being said, now I'm getting the fuck up out of here. See y'all. Peace.
You want, nigga? All right, so what you gotta do, man? Whatever, nigga.
Bringing together the best quality, versatility, and speed, the Vekoma MT-09 Their text message. That's what you're saying. This was no accident. surviving that crash, charged with trying to kill his entire family. Tonight, a shocking twist in the story of a miraculous rescue 250 feet down a cliff in Northern California. CHP releasing this video of Monday's helicopter operation. The car lying in pieces wedged among the rocks just feet from the Pacific Ocean. Four people, including two young children, emerged alive from the wreckage of this Tesla that went off the side of Highway 1 south in San Francisco in a place called Devil's Slide, where dozens have died over the years. But tonight, detectives say the driver of that car, Dharmesh Patel of Pasadena, a doctor at Providence Holy Cross Medical Center in Mission Hills, drove off the road.
Like a
The luxury of what? Cooking a home cooked meal? If I have food in here, I wouldn't. I love steak too. You sure?
No, are you sure?
I don't know. I could be an inconvenience to you. You shut up.
Yeah.
You said what? Yeah.
I get around you, but what happened? Well, is she around now? You know, I hate to say that word. I hate hearing it. Or I diabetes and all that crazy shit, much of that extra shit they put in food nowadays. That nigga need to chill the fuck out, man. Chill the fuck out. That shit ain't no joke. But anyway, what happened, bitch? Yeah, I know.
Anyway,
outside the lobby. Because I'm waiting for 19 minutes to go up. And 7 o'clock. I don't know what you're going to go when you want me to go. How are you? How are you doing that?
But for her to eat or for the kids to eat?
For the kids to eat. Why do we do it? Because I want to. When they got to go, they got a full-time job. And see, the next was the day where they saw it. Remember, we see, like, what do you have? I'm like, you're 11, 13. Remember, that's what I'm going to do. I just got to go in the bathroom.
Nope.
They slept until about 10:45, which is very late for them. And then when I came up front, they were like, what the hell is she eating?
I don't remember that.
I don't know nothing about Timberland, Staples, got to sell a house.
Jay, the kids is rather high on my not no one to sound mad. I feel marvelous. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's why he's here.
Yeah, because I wanted this to be relaxed. It being a different type of movement. I think we're going to that. We went to the studio. I met him the day we did Friends of Our Dogs. We get in the studio. Oh, it was just like spit, man. For me, he's down to low. And we like, yo, nah, he home. To the white man. We like, nah, he's nice. He's dedicated. Yo, he's nice. All right. We went in the booth and did Reservoir Dogs that same day. You know what I mean? I gave some friends. And it was a different feeling. Yeah.
Your first verse, or one of your first verses.
It's meeting the killer.
Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. Yeah. You've been a part of, and I don't have a question, but you've just been a part of some phenomenal hip-hop.
That song was crazy. We was coming from a spot, Dean. Who is the Locks? You know, Young Locks, still around, right? After the show was closed, freestyles, we get back to LaGuardia or North. They like, yo, whole bunch of us doing, get on this album. He's like, all right, that's cool. Then, kudos. So, let's go home. Then, shadow in. They like, nah, right now. We can't drop off our luggage. He's like, nah, right now. Most y'all can do it, y'all can stop at Brandon. He's like, one day people that did this for us with it. It was like, shoot, we was that young and rather, we just got some fun, went in with our luggage, and that was Reservoir Dogs, and that was the day with Beans. So that's why that whole thing was, it was a little emotional for me with, you know what I mean, Phillies. I was thinking about my relationship with Philly, or all of that played a part with the...
You said that in the birth of...
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Don't try to turn Philly against me. Shout out to Mac, that's my brother. Philly still love me.
Why do you think I was such a light in y'all early on?
The guy that came up and got
Harry.
No, I mean, not just, when Hope was making Reasonable Doubt, we was making the Locks demo in D&D. So we used to bump into him in the pool. We used to play pool with him. We bump into Jazz. Jazzo actually happened to do a beat for our demo by bumping into him at D&D, going past. And we was always together, like Rough Riders and Rockefeller. Damn near everything they got. We supported each other. Like, everything you were seeing, they whole lane we was at. You know what I mean? It was like cousins. And Hope would be, that's when Hope would be coming and shit by himself. We'd have something in 21 bars or somewhere. Hope would come there, though. It's killing the
21
miles. You know what I mean? That's when there was a... It was just that type of energy. And my biggest doubt, listen to one of his albums in the range with him riding to the Palladium somewhere before anybody heard it. So it was just that it was a different type of love back
before the money.
Yeah, but still
the money.
It was people were around more. Like you could see each other. Now I gotta call him and fly out somewhere. You know,
yeah.
You know, in the office rock, get to the rock. I could go, you know, cut, you know, kick it with him, but it's different.
Well, They moved around to the different hotels, and that's when I can't say too many, but it's some candidates. So it was finna go down. And it just so happened that what happened to Brock happened to him. Niggas laid down on the side of the road and did what he did. But I don't know. The shit was, my heart was hurt on me. Because I'm thinking this shit didn't have to happen. And me being from Vegas, not being from Vegas, but want to go there, I knew the hospital they had him in. Man, that spot is like one of the best spots in the country. You have it. If they couldn't save me, he must have been. I'm like, wow. When I first heard it, I got a big confidence. I was like, oh, he'll be fine. If it's some superficial shit, and he had him at him, I'm like, don't pull up this bullet out of me, have you wrapped up and bands up in no time. And I was like, I run for death of some hours, so I'm like, I'm probably going to be starving again. I got the word that it was not looking so good. And I'm hearing this from people that I know that's in the hospital. They say, hey, I'm like, well, yeah, you better. They say, yeah, but they did this. They took his lung out. They did this. And I'm like, they were telling me all kind of bullshit. And I'm like, and I'm not a Baptist. Don't repeat me on that. But they was in there doing something. And they was like trying to save him. And then I'm like, oh, they got him. It was like, he was covering, you know, he stayed right there. I'm like, okay, he's going to be all good. And all of a sudden, X, he gone. And I'm like, how the fuck you go? Yeah, stay with a gun. Nigga, that I got mad. I'm mad at a lot of people. I'm down there for no reason. Because the Almighty spoke. And ain't nobody jumping there, but I was mad.
I'll give you away, Benson. Never forget it. 300 of the trucks trying to help give you away.
How would you know, Fred Sanders? You spent the whole night with your face over the punch bowl.
Yeah, and when you took your veil off, Woodrow spent the whole night with his face over the jolly bowl.
You just jumped because you didn't catch my guard.
Well, that's because when you threw it, you were so stressed out, you laughed over the man.
Watch it, sucker.
At the time, the band was playing your song. Don't forget it. The love theme from King Kong.
Hey, come on, Pop. This is supposed to be a happy occasion, man. I don't go spoiling it by starting a fight without after.
Thank you, Lamont. You know, it's dandy to be here in a few minutes. We better get busy.
Yeah, you'll have to leave, Lamont, because it's bad luck for the groom to see the bride take a shower before the wedding.
It's not bad luck. Woodrow was at my bridal shower.
Woodrow saw you in the shower before y'all was married. He still married you?
I'm sorry, Nick, man. I've been sitting here for over an hour waiting for you, man.
Oh, man, I was discussing politics with Mary and Casey. She's very liberal.
Yeah, she kept saying, more to the left, my lord, more to the left. You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, look, I'm going to the other guy's cooking.
What other guy?
Hold on, the guy, this is my third party in the room. You know, they had dates tonight, but they wish you the best.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, it's okay, man. Look, this is the way it should be. The groom and his best friend. Huh. I mean, you can't be that. Look, and I even brought you a present.
Hey, man, you didn't have to do that. Got me a present.
Thanks a lot, Rollo. What is it?
Hey, man, it's a combination of night, light, and skill. It's all the same for the thing.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, hey, wait.
Yeah. We have a wedding to celebrate, so give us two glasses of your best housewife.
Oh, who's the lucky fellow?
Well, I'm the one that's getting married.
Oh, you're the lucky fellow!
Would you like some good advice?
No.
Then I'll do exactly what I did. Don't be henpecked, and be sure to marry for money.
But you married for money, how come you waiting tables?
My wife owns the place.
No. Yeah. Look, would you just bring the wine, please?
Hey, Lamont. Hey, man, I'm sure gonna miss you, Jack. Hey, man, we had some great times together.
What you talking about, Robert? Hey, had some great times, man.
I'm just getting married. There ain't nothing changed.
Are you sure you're ready for marriage?
Well, I don't even know her name.
Oh, you mean, Janet.
Yeah. I guess so. I don't know why not.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're sure, Dad. Well, I don't think marriage is for me. Hey, I think security and home cooking and all that jazz.
So why don't you get married?
And give up sex. You really cleaned up, baby.
Oh, I got some terrific presents, Lamont. And little Roger, he had such a good time helping me open all my gifts. Oh, wait till you see all the things we got.
Oh, maybe tomorrow. I'm a little tired. Who knows? Wild stag parties can get.
No, tell me about it.
No, I can't do that. You'd be too embarrassed.
Try me.
Okay. Try to let your imagination run wild with you. When you get to the party, it was about me and Rollo sitting in the bar alone having a boring conversation. Stop.
Just the two of you?
No, there were some other guys there. Let me see. Tom Collins showed up. Harvey Wallbanger fell through there for a while. And there was some black Russian dude whose name escaped me at the moment.
What happened to the rest of you?
Where are we? Girls having a good time.
Oh, shit. We got all about the shit.
No, are you kidding? I'm glad that my single days just about over. Well, I gotta get up early in the morning, so I better leave.